Welcome to the Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. This is your host, Coach Skiles.
And Coach T.
And we're here at Fountain Studios ready to do our receiver rankings episode. Are you ready, Coach T?
I am ready.
We only have a few days left. By the time you hear this podcast, what, 5-6 days left? Until the season starts.
Until the NFL season starts.
All right, we have big news and notes to go over. First thing, Tom Brady cleared. No suspension at all. What does that do?
It helps the Patriots a big ton, and it also helps fantasy owners, especially those who drafted Tom Brady in the late rounds. They are rewarded now. And those who drafted Julian Edelman and Gronkowski. Gronkowski is not... I was worried about his status for the first four games with another quarterback throwing to him, but now that Brady's throwing to him, draft Gronk as the number one tight end. He's not going to let you down.
Yeah, he was already number one. This just solidifies that. It does help bump Julian Edelman maybe one or two spots on my rankings. Obviously, there's four more games, probably an extra two more catches per game. So, yeah, it helps out Edelman's stock. So, this is good all around for the Patriots and their fans. So, yeah, let's move on. Tevin Coleman played today. 9 carries, 63 yards. He looked pretty good. What do you think?
Yeah, he did look good. I'm still not a fan of him, as I said last episode, but he did look good against second and third stringers. So, I mean, we'll see how that pans out when he goes against first strings and, you know, first team defenses come week one.
Just the fact that he's on the field made me pretty happy because we haven't seen much of this guy at all. He only had, what, 4 carries last week. So, yeah, it looks good. Promising for Coleman. Maybe he can win that job over Freeman. That's definitely a running back situation you want to keep your eye on, and we'll keep you updated. Okay, moving on. Devontae Parker was on the field today.
Yeah, that was good to see because they were saying that he may not even be ready for week one, and then he comes out and plays tonight. So that's huge for not only Devontae Parker but also Ryan Tannehill because Devontae Parker is a weapon. And he's going to be used now in week one. And so that bumps Tannehill's status for me and also bumps Parker. He's a guy that you can take in the late rounds now as a flyer.
Yeah, in the last round, actually this morning I had a draft and I picked him up in the, I think, 14th round. So, yeah, he's definitely somebody to pick up at the end for sure. He could be very explosive. Okay, and moving on to LeSean McCoy. He looks like he's not 100%.
This makes me really mad because I have LeSean McCoy in, I believe, two out of the four leagues I'm in. I have LeSean McCoy. No, three. Three out of the four leagues I'm in, I have LeSean McCoy. So I'm really angry.
You're only in four leagues?
Yeah, only in four leagues. But LeSean McCoy, it makes me really angry because I was expecting him to be that workhorse the whole season and be ready to go week one, and now it's saying that he's probably not going to be 100% and that he's going to be on a snap count come week one and probably week two, so it really upsets me.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I think I'm in 11 leagues around that. Yeah, 11 leagues, and I didn't draft McCoy and Andy because he went a little too early. I was looking at McCoy in the second round, mid of the second round, and he was usually gone by then, so don't have him, and I'm glad I don't. Week one, yeah, it doesn't look too good. Hamstring injury. Maybe Chip Kelly knew what he was doing when he traded McCoy away.
11 leagues? How do you have time for anything, Coach Giles?
I don't know. It's rough. There's like four of them that I really, really care about, and then the other ones are just work and friends and other people. But yeah, and there's a couple of random ones. Long story. Let's not get into that. Let's talk about Randall Cobb. He is ready for week one.
Yeah, once the news came out that it wasn't going to be a serious shoulder injury, I knew he'd be out there week one. He's not going to, you know, let Rodgers down. He wants to get out there and play. And so look for Cobb to just do his business come week one.
All right. You excited for the season to start or what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, I'll be in the middle of the ocean when the season starts. I leave for a cruise on Sunday.
That's right.
And
you were going to make me pick you up on Sunday opening kickoff, make me miss the first game.
Hey. We'll be back before the kickoff happens. I haven't missed a kickoff in going on 8 seasons. I don't plan on missing the kickoff for the 9th season.
Well, I wasn't going to pick you up either, so I'm glad you found somebody else. So, all right, next news. What about Julius Thomas? Looks like he's going to have surgery on his hand, going to miss 4 to 5 weeks.
Yeah, that definitely hurts, especially those who drafted him as their number one tight end.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, he is a guy that can get you 12, 13 touchdowns, and that definitely hurts that he's going to miss the first portion of the season and then even come back. He probably will not be 100%.
Okay, so who are you looking to replace Julius Thomas? Let's say you're one of the guys who drafted him. Let's say the number 17 tight ends there, Tyler Eifert, Jordan Reed, Heath Miller, Charles Clay, Jared Cook. Who are you looking to pick him up? Or Richard Rodgers, which I see a lot of people starting to draft him now.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tyler Eifert. This is a guy, a big guy for Cincinnati, who is now the number one guy. Jermaine Gresham's gone. Eifert has been unguardable in practice. So, I mean, Tyler Eifert's a guy that I'm looking at, along with Tyler Eifert and Charles Clay, because he had a huge touchdown last week in the preseason. And so he's looking good for Buffalo. He's going to be that security blanket for Tyrod Taylor. So I like Charles Clay as well.
Okay, I would have said Tyler Eifert and then probably go with, actually, Richard Rodgers next. I like his upside.
That's because you're a Packers fan.
What? No, I think there has to replace those touchdowns that Jordy Nelson's going to miss now he's gone. So someone has to get those touchdowns in the end zone. And I think it's going to be Richard Rodgers going to pick up most of them up from what Nelson's leaving there.
Yeah, just in case all our listeners didn't know already, Coach Skiles is a huge Packers fan, and he has a whole cheesehead to show it. And I'm a Texans fan, so there's definitely some conflict here.
Yeah, we actually had an email question wondering what our favorite teams were, but I don't know who sent it. But sorry for not reading it, guy. But yeah, I'm a big Packers fan, and he's a big Texans fan. Yeah, and last time the Green Bay Packers played the Texans, they whooped the crap out of them.
Yeah, I think Jordy Nelson had 3 touchdowns.
Yep, and Aaron Rodgers had 6, and that's when the Texans were 10-0, so it was like the greatest moment ever. It was great. All the Texans fans thought they were really, really good that year.
Hey, we'll get our comeback next time we play them.
Yeah, okay. Maybe the Super Bowl this year. Maybe not. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and move on. We talk about Randall Cobb. Looks like Victor Cruz isn't 100%. He may miss week one.
Yeah, really, that upsets me because I had Victor Cruz as a sleeper, and I really thought he was going to be healthy going into this year and, you know, put up some numbers. And now that he may not even play week one, that really hurts not only him but also Eli Manning, because now he's going to be trying to force the ball to Odell Beckham, and the Cowboys are going to be double-teaming Odell Beckham the entire game because, I mean, who else do they have to worry about?
Yeah, true. He's going to be a headache for the first beginning of the season now. So we're definitely going to knock Victor Cruz down on our rankings. We still think he's going to be good later in the season, but stay away from him in FanDuel and DraftKings for sure. I wouldn't touch him week one.
Oh, yeah, me neither. So going on about Tom Brady again, I have a question for you, Coach Skiles.
Let's hear it.
This is a trade I made earlier in one of my leagues. Would you have done this? Would you have traded Tom Brady for Ryan Tannehill?
Ooh, they're really close for me. They're actually in the same tier. I actually like Brady better than Tannehill, even when he had the 4-game suspension. So now that the suspension is gone, I still give the edge to Brady. I still like Brady a little bit more. Ryan Tannehill, though, he has a bigger upside. I'll tell you that. But I feel like Tom Brady is a safer pick. So I'm really not really messing with any of them. I don't think I'm picking them up in any of my drafts, really. But I would stick with Brady, honestly.
All right, well, then, but according to you, I lost in that trade.
I don't know if there's a real loser there. I mean, if you go with your gut, it's your team. If you feel like Tannehill's going to do better, then draft Tannehill. They're in the same tier. They're very close. So wouldn't it surprise me if Tannehill has a better season.
Yeah, like I said before, I'm really high on 2 specific players this season. Ryan Tannehill's one of them. Amari Cooper's the other. So
don't forget Todd Gurley.
I'm high on Todd Gurley, too. So I have one at each position that I'm really high on. So.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and dig into these wide receiver rankings. Let's give the fans out there our first tier.
All right, first tier. Here we go.
Before we do this, if you want to get our rankings, just email us at fantasyfootballcoaches.com. No, that is not correct.
It's fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com.
That is correct. We don't have a website yet. We're working on that. We do have a podcast that you're listening to, obviously, and we do have an Instagram, a Twitter. Go ahead and tell them.
Oh, yeah, Instagram. Follow us at Fantasy Football Coaches. That's it. Fantasy Football Coaches on Instagram. That's it. And then at Twitter, you can tweet us at _FantasyCoaches. That's at _FantasyCoaches.
And again, you can email us at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com.
Yeah, don't forget the Yahoo. Yeah. And then, so going into our tier run 1 wide receiver rankings, here we go. We're going to have 6 in one tier, and we're going to go Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, Odell Beckham Jr., Calvin Johnson.
Ooh, there's one name that left off there.
And then number seven, A.J. Green.
I really think A.J. Green should be in that tier personally. But,
so do I.
Well, the other fantasy coaches, the other three guys we work with, did not. So they won the majority vote there. But I really think A.J. Green should be in it. That's the first thing that sticks out to me. Besides that, I love the order. That's exactly the order I'd probably go. I wouldn't be surprised if Calvin Johnson, you know, did better than a couple of these guys and was number one or two. He has the talent, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But is that probably going to happen? No, he's probably going to miss two or three games because of an injury.
I actually believe that Julio Jones is going to be number one this season just because he's in that Kyle Shanahan offense who features the number one wideout. Pierre Garçon had like 115 catches that 1 year under the Kyle Shanahan offense, and Julio Jones is by far superior in talent. So look for Julio Jones to get over 110 catches, and I think his touchdowns will spike this season.
Is there anybody in this list, our first tier, that would surprise you if they finished number one overall? Would anybody surprise you?
None of them.
Okay, well, that's why they're the first tier.
Yeah.
I mean, would A.J. Green surprise you?
A.J. Green wouldn't even surprise me if he finished number one overall because this is a guy who was a top four wideout two seasons in a row until last year, and he was still number like 25, and he missed five games. He missed five games, and he was still number 25.
Yeah, I totally agree. Any of these guys could do it, even A.J. Green. I wouldn't be surprised.
But what's crazy is our number five, Odell Beckham, missed four games, and he was number five receiver.
Yeah, I think people are going to focus on him even more. And I know DBs are out to get the guy. Every defensive back hates Odell Beckham. He's really a mouthy, cocky kind of guy. And I know personally that – I say personally, like I know the DBs, which I don't. But I know from a lot of beat writers I read that Odell Beckham Jr. is not the biggest fan of any DB or safety. They want to take his head off.
Okay, yeah. And so there it is with our tier one. We have Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Dez Bryant, Demaryius Thomas, Odell Beckham, and then Calvin Johnson.
Okay, so let's get into that second tier, and I'll go ahead and read it right now. It's actually a pretty big tier as well. It goes all the way from number 7 to 16.
Oh, wow.
A.J. Green, Randall Cobb, Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Cooks, Mike Evans, T.Y. Hilton, DeAndre Hopkins, Jordan Matthews, Davante Adams, and Andre Johnson.
Okay, see, me, I would have cut the tier off after Mike Evans.
I feel like any of those guys could flip-flop around. So
they really can. But
it just shows you that there's a lot of receiver depth, so you don't have to draft receivers in your first or second round. You can start snagging them up third, fourth.
Yeah, there's a lot of receiver depth this year, a lot. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these guys we have ranked 20 through 30 finishes in the top 15.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And so, yeah, let's talk about,
go ahead.
Like we both said, we think A.J. Green's in that first tier, so he's going to be a little step above everyone else for us. But let's go 8, 9, and 10. Randall Cobb, Alshon Jeffrey, and Brandon Cooks. Would it surprise you if any of these three went to finish first overall?
First overall, I see it as highly unlikely because the talent in front of them, I feel like all top seven of our guys are going to have a better chance. Is it possible? Yeah, it's possible that Cobb finishes number one, but I don't see it happening. I mean, I could see him creeping up to the top five for sure, especially since Jordy has done that before. So I wouldn't be surprised if Cobb did it. With Jay Cutler throwing to Jeffrey, I mean, he's going to be successful, but I don't think Jeffrey can be number one.
Yeah, I can agree there. But I'm really high on Cooks. And so I can see him being a top five wideout this year. I don't think he'll be number one because
he won't get
14 touchdowns or more like the number one guy will. But he could get 110, 120 catches and a lot of yards in that passing offense with Drew Brees. So okay.
Well, let's go on to the next guy.
Okay.
Mike Evans, who I actually have ranked a little bit lower. I think I have around 15. I'm not 100% on him because – a lot of his points came from those touchdowns, those 12 touchdowns. I don't see himself duplicating the touchdowns with Winston there. I see him getting from 8 to 10 range.
8 to 10? I'm going to have to disagree. I can see him repeating those touchdowns, those 12 touchdowns. Do I think he'll get the same amount of catches and yards? maybe he may have a dip.
I think he barely hit 1,000. I don't think he got too much.
True. Actually, I think he'll stay exactly where he's at, what he did last year, the same exact numbers, because with Winston, he's not going to get many catches a game. Evans not going to be one of those guys who pulls in 100 catches in the season. Evans will be lucky to get 85.
He had 68 last year,
I don't think he'll get more than 75 this season.
Okay.
And he'll get 1,000 yards, maybe 1,100, maybe.
Okay.
But I can see him getting 12 touchdowns again because he could end up being Winston's favorite red zone target. So, I mean, I really like Evans' touchdown potential, but that's about it.
Well, let's go on to the next couple of guys. We have T.Y. Hilton, DeAndre Hopkins, Jordan Matthews, Davante Adams, and Andre Johnson to finish off the tier in that order. Which one, any of those surprise you? Are you okay with that?
Andre Johnson kind of surprises me, but at the same time, this is a guy who was a top 10 wideout for like 7 years in a row in Houston. And so,
who barely gets over 5 touchdowns a season.
Yeah, and so he's going to a guy named Andrew Luck who can throw 50 touchdowns this season, and you know at least 8 to 10 of those is going to go to Andre Johnson. So I like Andre Johnson's touchdown potential in Indy, but Luck's going to spread the ball around, so I'm not too high on his yards. And
yeah, I mean, he has 40 touchdowns to play around with. Andre Johnson, you got to figure he's going to get at least 8.
Yeah, but Davante Adams jumping up to 15, that kind of...
It's our biggest mover.
Yeah, that kind of shocks me, too. What do you think about Davante Adams since, you know, you love Green Bay?
I'm doing this unbiasedly, but, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the best QB in the NFL, and he's going to get the ball. He has to pass the ball to somebody. Randall Cobb, I mean, am I wrong? Randall Cobb is definitely going to get his looks and his yards, but I mean, there has to be a second place guy there, and it's not going to be the tight end, so it has to be Davante Adams.
Okay, yeah. And me being unbiased, I really like DeAndre Hopkins this year. He's looking really good in the preseason. He's making a lot of catches, and he's making it look easy out there, jumping over defenders. And so Hopkins is going to be targeted a lot by Hoyer because he's really the number one guy there. And so I like Hopkins and Jordan Matthews. So I really like the 13 and 14 receivers. I can see him putting up.
How are you liking Hard Knocks this season, by the way?
Oh, man, I love Hard Knocks, mainly because I'm a Houston Texans fan, so I love seeing that. But
well, no matter what the team is, it's always good.
Oh, yeah, it's always good. And so, yeah, I'm really enjoying Hard Knocks this season.
Okay, well, let's go on to our next tier. Go ahead and read it off.
All right, so this is starting at 17, and it goes to 20. So 17, 18, 19, 20. At 17, we have Sammy Watkins. At 18, we have Amari Cooper. At 19, we have Emmanuel Sanders. And at 20, we have Jarvis Landry. Which is the biggest surprise for you?
Cooper, because I think he shouldn't be in that tier at all. That's because of you. You're so high on him, and I don't have him. I have him around 26, Amari Cooper, and you think, go ahead and tell people at home what Amari Cooper is going to do, in your opinion.
Okay, this is what Amari Cooper is going to do, in my opinion. Well, in my fact, I think Amari Cooper is going to get 100 catches, if not more, maybe 105.
There's only been like six rookie.
There hasn't been a rookie since 2003, Anquan Boldin, and I think Cooper is going to top that mark again. So look for 100-plus catches from Cooper. Look for 11 to 1,200 yards, and then look for 8 to 10 touchdowns. I really think Cooper is a target machine in Oakland. He has the skill set. I mean, he made the most people miss in college. He's already showing that in the preseason that he can make people miss, and he has that dynamic breakaway speed. And so I really like Amari Cooper. Actually, I love Amari Cooper. I think he's going to be a top 20 wideout this season.
I think that is the craziest thing you've ever said on this podcast.
So it's crazy that 3 rookie wideouts finished in the top 20 last year, and you don't think Amari Cooper can finish this year?
He's not getting 100 catches, and I don't trust Derek Carr that much. You must really like the guy.
Mike Evans was a top 15 wideout last year with Mike Glennon throwing the ball?
Mike Evans is a gigantic, tall guy who can catch 12 touchdowns. I don't think Cooper has that touchdown potential whatsoever. And I do think he's a really good possession guy who can catch a lot of balls, but I don't think he's going to catch 100 this year. I just think if you do it statistically, like over the years, how many often does that happen? I'm going to go ahead and go with the bet that he's not going to do it.
Well, I see him doing it, and I'm going to make you swallow your words at the end of the year. And
you're going to make me swallow this pizza that I win from you.
Whenever he's a top 15 wideout after week 4, we'll be talking about it more.
Okay, but we have that pizza bet, so.
What about the guy that really, that I like a lot also on this list, Jarvis Landry at 20. Yeah. He's really climbed our boards, huh?
I actually like him better than Sanders. But, yeah, Landry is looking really good this year. The whole Miami offense is looking good, and we like their whole team in general, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we think Miami's offense is going to be a high-flying, high-scoring offense this year, and Jarvis Landry is looking good. He's making people miss. Sure, he's not the quickest guy, but he's flashy, and he's making people miss, and he's that number one target for Tannehill, and he finished, like, number 18 last year as a rookie wideout, and so another year under his belt. I really like him. Also, Sammy Watkins, a lot of people don't like him because of the quarterback situation.
Well, I love the guy's talent. If he was in another guy's position, if he was where Brandon Cooks was, or let's say Devontae Adams.
Or even Kelvin Benjamin's with Cam Newton.
I mean, if he was any other team, he would be really high. The guy has a talent, but his offense with the new with the QB back over there.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, he won a starting job. I don't have enough faith.
I want to have faith because I just traded for Watkins in a league, and I want to have faith that he's going to be, you know, a top 10 wideout for years to come. But I want to see Tyrod Taylor be able to throw the ball. And I don't think I'm going to get that. I think I'll get that week one. I think Watkins will put up good numbers week one against the Colts because that's going to be a high-scoring game.
Do you think it's a good FanDuel start?
I think it's a great FanDuel start. You can probably bargain Watkins. And so I really like Watkins week one against the Colts because McCoy's not going to be 100%, so Taylor will throw the ball a little more.
Yeah.
And the Colts defense has more holes than Swiss cheese. So.
And we'll be doing a FanDuel episode before week one starts. If any of you guys play FanDuel or DraftKings, we'll be helping you out there.
Oh, yeah. We'll have that episode. And then we'll also have another episode of our start and sit and matchups for week one.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. Emmanuel Sanders, 19. Yeah, I like Landry over him. I think Sanders should be number 20. But you can't knock the guy's stats last year. He had 1,400 receiving yards. Peyton Manning's back. So he could end up being a top 12 wideout again. So, I mean, you can't knock Sanders' numbers and his history with Manning.
I really think with Kubiak there, Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning are going to run the ball more. So I think Sanders is going to lose all those targets that he had last year. So I actually have Sanders a little bit farther down my rankings in number around 22. But anyway, let's move on. Next tier.
Well, that's the top 20.
Okay. Well, let's go straight to the email questions then, and we'll do the next receivers next time.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's start off here. Chris, the owner of Team Montoya, wants to know.
Okay, yeah. This is the question that Team Montoya sent in. He said, okay, he's in a 10-team league, and it's a two-quarterback league, so that changes things up right there, and it's minus 2 points for an interception and it's 6 points passing touchdowns. The question is, say he has pick 9 or 10 and no quarterback has been drafted. Does he double down on quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers and Andrew Luck, if they're there? Because, I mean, what do you think?
First of all, there's almost no way they'll be there, I don't think, at the end. So I don't think that's even possible. What I would look to do is maybe pick up yourself a good running back or receiver who's sitting there, maybe Dez. Did he save his PPR?
Yeah, it's a 1-point PPR league, too.
Oh, yeah. So I would definitely go a top receiver first, see if Julio's there, or maybe Dez is still sitting there. And then on the way back, I think I would get Big Ben, maybe Peyton on the way back. I want to get at least one really good quarterback, and then maybe 3 or 4 or 5 rounds later, I'd get me another one.
Yeah, I had a 2-quarterback league this year for a draft, and Andrew Luck went first overall, and then Aaron Rodgers went third overall. To myself. And
same scoring format?
Same scoring format. And so, from experience, Team Montoya, those picks will not be there. Luck and Rodgers will not be there at 9 or 10. And if they are, yes, double down on them. In my opinion, double down on them because they can both put up 40, 50 points a week sometimes. And so, you can't pass on that kind of talent.
I just don't think they'll be there.
I don't think they'll be there either. And so, like Coach Kyle said, pick a number one wideout such as Julio Jones, or even if Antonio Brown's there or Dez Bryant, pick one of them. And then look for Peyton Manning or a Big Ben in the second round.
Or Russell Wilson or Matt Ryan. If none of those guys are there, I would go ahead and wait another round. Pick yourself up another good receiver or running back.
Yeah, the second part of his question, he said, Should I take two quarterbacks in general in the top five rounds?
Yeah, as soon as Big Ben and Matt Ryan and Peyton and Russell are gone, if you don't have any of them, I would hold off for a little while, and then I would go ahead and team up with something such as a Tony Romo and Sam Bradford, or Eli Manning and
Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill, exactly, perfect. Any of those combinations, those four quarterbacks, if you can get them, is what I'd go with.
Yeah, the two quarterbacks I managed in my league, I got Aaron Rodgers to start off, and then I went nothing but running backs and receivers till I think round six, and I got Eli Manning. So I'm perfectly happy with my Aaron Rodgers and Eli Manning combination. I think they'll do just enough every week for me to keep winning games. So
yeah, and then when it comes back to you in round two at the end, I'm sorry, round three, if Drew Brees is there, I might grab Drew Brees as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. You can't pass up on Drew Brees.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Chris. Okay, next question. We have Sub Hanick, owner of the, he didn't say what owner. So guys, when you send us an email or a message, just let us know what your team is, team name is, and we're going to read it out loud, and then we'll read your question. So Sub Hanick.
Oh yeah, this is Sub Hanick from Instagram. So go out and follow him. He's a fantasy, he loves fantasy football and loves asking questions. So go out and follow Sub Hanick.
What's his team name? Let's make one up for him. How about his name's Sub Hanick?
Yeah, Sub Hanick.
How about Subatomic Ant-Man?
There we go, Subatomic Ant-Man. That's your team name, Sub Hanick. So what was the question from you?
He wants to know if he should trade Eric Decker for Todd Gurley. I already know what you're going to say. You're going to say, obviously, yes, you're so high on Gurley this year. But even though I'm not that high on Gurley, I would still do this trade. I'm not high on Eric Decker, nor that Jets offense, so except for Chris Ivory. And I would do the trade in a heartbeat. What do you think?
Yeah, I would trade Eric Decker for any starting running back on any team. Because yeah. Eric Decker is just, he, I don't know if you remember, he's a wide receiver corpse. That's what he is. And so he's not going to give you much production. Man. Even as a wide receiver three, I wouldn't start Decker. Decker's one of those guys that I might fill in on a bye week. But Gurley's one of those guys who could give you one running back one numbers come the second half of the season. And so definitely do that trade for Gurley. Sure, he may not give you the numbers you want for the early start of the season, but once he gets a full workload, you're going to love doing that trade. So, of course, take that trade, Sub-Hanick, or Subatomic Ant-Man.
Subatomic Ant-Man, okay. Garrett, owner of Street Fighters, asked if in a PPR league, should he go receiver?
Shiva. You've been watching too much of the league lately.
Yeah, he wants to know, should I go receiver in the first and second round? He's drafted number 8 in a 10-team league.
Is it PPR?
It is a PPR.
Okay, so 10-team league, PPR, yes. Hands down, if one of the top wideouts such as Brown, Jones or Bryant's there in the first round, pick them up.
They won't be there, but this is going to be more, I think, if Julio, A.J. Green, or even Calvin are there, or Cobb, take them too, snatch them up, and yeah, there's no problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. That's what you want to go with, the full point PPR. If you don't trust those running backs like C.J. Anderson or Forsett or Jeremy Hill, it's your team, and go ahead and go that way. But
now, yeah, if one of the top five or six running backs fall to you, such as, you know, Jamal Charles or Eddie Lacy or even Marshawn Lynch, if one of them fall to you, I would go pick one of them and then pick a receiver up, because like we've said, there's a lot of receiver depth out there. And running backs drop off after those first six or seven.
In the PPR, would you go Forte or DeMarco Murray? Because I would actually maybe go a top receiver and then come back and get Forte and Murray, one or the other.
I would probably that's a tough question. I would go Murray or Forte over a receiver there, because like we said, in my opinion, there's a lot of receiver depth, and in PPR, you can get steals at wideouts, such as Julian Edelman, such as Jarvis Landry. You can get people who are going to give you a lot of points as a receiver just because of their reception. So you need that foundation at running back. So I would go Murray or Forte.
Obviously, Le'Veon Bell and Charles and the top running backs will be gone, but I think you have a good chance of getting Forte or Murray in the first round and come back and getting a good receiver, or swapping the order, get a good receiver and come back and getting Forte Murray. Just depends on your league.
Yeah.
Okay. So next question.
Yeah. Because I mean, if you have people in your league who will trade Gurley for Decker, then obviously you may end up getting top two two, you may get Bell and Charles in the first and second round. So anyways, moving on to the next question. Question number four we have from Scott from Missouri. Scott from Missouri. All right. He asked.
We didn't make a team up for him. He didn't give us his team
okay,
name.
Let's go the.
Scotty doesn't knows how to draft football.
Yes, I like it. Scotty's doesn't know how to draft football. All right, so here's his question. He's in a 12-team PPR league with family. So, I mean, bragging rights are involved, obviously. Mm-hmm. He says he has the third overall pick. If Bell and which running back should he look to get at number three overall?
Oh, well, obviously Bell's there. I'm taking Bell for sure. Let's just say it goes AP, Eddie Lacy. I'll go Jamal Charles. I'll go Bell. It just depends on how I feel that day. Actually, I like Bell better. But if Lacy's there and they go AP, Le'Veon Bell, I'm going Lacy. Especially since Lacy, I'm going to rely on him a lot more now that Jordy Nelson's gone.
Yeah, definitely. I would say in the PPR league, my top three running backs in PPR are Le'Veon Bell, Adrian Peterson, Eddie Lacy. And so... If Bell or AP are both taken, then go with Lacy. He'll give you for sure numbers week in and week out. So I like any three of those as the number three pick. And so you're looking pretty good at number three. You just let the first and second picks make their choice and you get the leftovers.
All right. Well, I think that is actually all the time we have. So that is it for Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. We'll hit you up an episode later on this week and finish off the receiver rankings. And then after that, we'll start getting into week one start and sit, and then our fantasy, our FanDuel, and our DraftKings episode.
Yeah, stay tuned for those. If you have any questions about the FanDuel, DraftKings, or who to start and sit for week one, email us at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. That's fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. And also, send us a tweet at Twitter at _fantasycoaches, or follow us on Instagram and ask questions on there. And that's follow us at Fantasy Football Coaches. Yep. Fantasy Football Coaches. Also, listen to our podcast on iTunes or Podomatic. All you got to do on iTunes is type in Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. It will pop up right then and there. Hit subscribe. And if you like what you hear, you know, hit some of those gold stars for us. But yeah, thanks for listening. This is the Fantasy Football Coaches. Coach Dylan checking out.
And Coach Skiles. Y'all have a good one.